Getting ready for high school. The adults have been compromised by poverty. They destroyed schools for easy paychecks. You are forbidden to memorize for grades, and your teacher will expect you to do it at all cost. Your teacher must follow the curriculum, or they will not get paid. They will get you to move with their plan at all cost, including giving you a passing grade or doctoring the records right after graduation. You are not permitted to excuse your teacher, even if she truly is a sweet and rare person. She is in a place where she does not get to lie. She may be a victim of the same system, but that does not grant her the right to cheat you out of real education, or, as the case almost always is, disrupt your real and authentic curiosity in education with this performance nonsense. Real education is like learning programming. You go to a class, take out your notebook, and the teacher shows you how to read and write files. You instantly memorize it, because you need it, because it's important to you, it's relevant to what you do. But you write it down in your notebook and see it as a precious reminder. You go home and from memory you start opening and saving files in your apps. From memory, because what you have learned is something you always needed. That is real and authentic education. You learn just the right things at just the right pace in just the correct sequence that fits you. Authentic education is something you instantly use because it's real and meaningful. Something you learn for later is fake education that later never comes. Every adult being able to rattle off through their hollow brain that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell is just one of the most embarrassing things that adults do. Learning abstract concepts in physics and chemistry works the same way. You need to put your foot in the door first. You need to slowly integrate into the subject so that you can take a step left and right into the abstract. You need to be at the center of the subject already so that you can take a step left or right into the abstract and say, oh, these dimensions are just the same like the three we have, it's just more of it. To enter the center of a subject, you do it the same way the inventors did. You use the same tools that they had. You start in the beginning. You honor their research. And then, once you get to the abstract parts, it's more obvious than a challenge. To give you an example of entering a road that interests you other than programming, imagine hearing about lens grinding or doing it with your parents or your friends, and then spending the summer safely making your own telescope. This is something that moves you. Armed with a telescope, you begin daydreaming about the hand that holds the soldering iron. The first signal that reaches Earth, that we recognize. If you currently have no interest in any of this, then you don't touch it. You need a foot in the door that may come up, or you may ignore it and choose something else. A foot in the door is a very delicate thing, and it will keep you moving forward. If you have no interest in some of the many facets of astrobiology, then you don't learn it. Because if you try to memorize things that aren't relevant to you, you're just disrupting what does matter. You destroy your actual education. If you prefer electronics, microcontrollers, or using a wall projector to paint realistic paintings, or using LMMS to create music, stay away from physics until you notice that it's all around you, until you become curious about the sound waves. If you approach physics memorization first, you will destroy the entire subject. You will ruin it. And don't think in subjects. It's all connected. It's just one body of human knowledge. That there are labels is just for navigation. You can't cut one from another. Well, unless you're trying to run a fraudulent educational institution that forces children into memorization for state paychecks. If you've never experienced learning something irrelevant, imagine learning about saving files and not having any interest in computers. It is a mockery of education. Teachers disrupting your authentic education that is dictated by your natural curiosities is a psychological assault. It should be a crime because it prevents you from learning about the world. It's such a horrible thing that the teachers will do this to you just for a paycheck. This is why I say that the adults have been compromised by poverty. None of them, including the politicians, would pass high school a few years after graduation. Every last one of them would first pretend they could do it and then cheat. Deep down, they know that you can't learn from such a thing as high school, that real education requires a different format. They just throw noise at you, punish you in the middle so that you keep moving forward, and in a sickly fantasy call what's stuck an education. And then some old guy who is even less educated than you will tell you to forget everything you've learned in school because he knows the real stuff, and it will be even worse than school. Teachers will use shame to manipulate you. They may get others to laugh at you, to soften you up, to make you better at instruction following. And they will use grades and GPA to threaten you by making it clear that they can very easily destroy your future. They may even use tactics that fly right over your head, such as meaningless award ceremonies, to simply increase general instruction following of everyone, to bring up the grades a little bit. All of this is lies. Men and women who never grew up putting up a show for paychecks. This is an assault, and all of it perfectly tolerated. If you cornered someone, then they would just tell you, "What do you want me to do?" And if you really pushed them, then they would just say, "How was I supposed to know?" Sometimes kids get so mixed up and stressed from all this that they sign up for military just to escape, just for a change. Some don't come back. Almost all return even more mixed up, brainlessly becoming a killing machine or even a dying machine does not make a hero. It is assault. It is betrayal. It is an attack, and it is a mental illness being passed out by the adults who have failed. Be aware that there is a class of people who teach how to open doors. They are called science popularizers. They are rare. They are few. Some of them are flawed. But they are the real teachers. The rule is that in the absence of teachers, you must become a teacher, or there won't be a future. So, you will have to be like they are. Already, you have to start practicing how to build narrated books. You have to help others learn through hearing. Preferably while they are out on a long vacation. One of the worst things you will discover is that your parents are on the side of the teachers. You don't get to stay home. You must go to school by law. You have to jump the hoops, or you will be called a failure. and the first hoop you jump will devastate your learning ability. Once you switch to being told what to do, instead of learning what you must, you become a farm animal. Hello, teacher, tell me what's my lesson. And you will be farmed for paychecks. I called my school's meat processing plant. I was learning programming, so I did not care. And I rose plenty enough. But it only ended in failing grades or being laughed at. Some of the teachers would see through me with their lying eyes. It's kind of like your dog showing the whites in his eyes when he's acting suspicious. It's pretty creepy. Most teachers are not doing it on purpose. They just don't know what else to do. If you challenge them, then they will just cry. It's something they do a lot. When I dropped out, they tagged me as gifted. But I am no more gifted than you. We are all learners. We are all Newton-level learners. I just resisted the assault with class, with dignity, and with courage. The creepier teachers who made my classmates laugh never told them to stop. So I have met the red-faced beasts they created. I still can recall the smell of their breath. This is what resistance looks like. It's either this or the pasture. People will try to tell you that balanced education is part of a system, but the system is just parasites competing for money. It eventually just all trickles down to assault. But then the nice people in your school decorate. Schools never fully worked because of how incredibly effective they can be. When done right, when you get paid for learning and entrepreneurship as an investment into the future, the world almost instantly rises from processing and manufacture, from assault and killing and bullying, to greatness. In the chaos that the parasites create with their brainless behavior, your teachers are indirectly made poor on purpose. They are made to disrupt your real education because nobody needs you to become a great being. Do not trust your friends not to flake out. Give them the permission to fail and blend back in. Do not forget that many a drowning victim, in panic, also took down the person next to them. You have free libraries, internet, and now artificial intelligence. Begin building the first authentic school. You don't have to be a teacher, but you must teach that to grow up means to grow all the way up. Until we each stand as wise great beings and fix what is broken today.